This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. We are talking with Lee Freeman, who is up for re-election on the West Plains School Board of Education. He will be up for re-election. The election is on April 4th, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, starting off our interview, why are you running for school board yet again, and what are your qualifications?
Okay, so I've been on the school board now for 12 years at the end of this term. I enjoy working with others for the betterment of our children, the staff that work at the school. Anything I can do to help that school and help our community as well.
And as far as your qualifications outside of the 12 years on the board.
Okay. So I had an American Family Insurance office here in West Plains for 20 years, just recently retired, and went right back to work 2 days after I retired for Ozark Hills Insurance. So I've got a little business background.
So obviously you have participated in past board meetings. That would normally be my next question. But moving on from that, are you a parent, and if so, do your children currently attend the district?
I am a parent, yes, but all three of my kids have gone through the West Plains school system and have since graduated. I do have a daughter that is a preschool teacher here at West Plains. So
it's good to see that they want to come back and
exactly.
teach here.
Yes, sir.
So what do you believe are the top needs for the school district as it stands now?
Funding for teacher pay, number one. Our teachers, we have the best, and it's teacher pay is just not high, but we have to work within our means. We do everything that we can to find funding. That's number one. Safety is another thing. It's an ongoing, we're always learning about safety things, and that's the best way to improve our safety. So those are the two major things right now.
So when it comes to all of the different kinds of students that we have across the district, from special needs to pre-K all the way up to seniors looking to graduate and move on, how do you plan on addressing the needs of all of these different types of students?
That's a collaboration between school board members, administration that we have put in. I'll just say right now, our administrators from building level all the way up into the administrative office, that's what's in their heart is what's best for kids. And when we work together, we can achieve that.
So on the issue of boards, have you worked with any other boards to make budgetary or policy decisions outside of the school board?
Not really. I was on a park board for a while, but that's the only other board that I've been on.
So I know you'd mentioned teacher salaries. What were your budget priorities at the moment?
Obviously, we want to be able to pay our teachers what they deserve so we can retain. We're fighting pay right now. We just have to find funding. The Missouri State Legislature is going to have to step up, and we do the best with what we've got.
So, on the issue of funding, where does funding for the schools come from?
It comes from all over the place. We have county revenue that comes in. We have state revenue that comes in. We have federal revenue that comes in. It's limited each year. So we're asked to do more and more with the same amount of money or less sometimes. So it's difficult. It really is. So we're always looking for other avenues.
Well, you have already explained what would have been my next question, which would be educator salaries. Is there any benefits, do you think, that the teachers should get more than what they currently have?
We do have health care for them. Teachers' salary in Missouri are low. It's plain and simple. They are just low. And so we all are trying to put our heads together to find other ways for income.
Now, moving on to some of the spicier questions, what is your view on school choice? That's a very big topic right now in the legislature and everywhere else.
It's very huge. It's been on the ballot for years and years and years now. If it passes, we're going to have to be careful because we're going to be, you can't just take them all in at one time. If you're going to have to limit it somewhere. You'll have to, so we can have the, you know, adequate teacher classroom space. What's my view on it? It's kind of mixed. I'll just be honest with you. It'll be interesting to see because, you know, it's passed the House already. Yeah. And it's in the Senate, but it's going to change in the Senate. They'll bring it back to the House, so we'll just have to wait and see what comes of that.
So, how do you feel about public funding for private and religious schools? Tax money going to those types of schools, as opposed to public schools?
You know, that's a state mandate. There's nothing we can do about it. So, it's interesting. It's a hard topic. It really is.
All right. Well, moving on, another hard topic, you know, but one that I'm aware that the school board is fully aware of is critical race theory.
Yes, sir.
And do you think that critical race theory is currently being taught in the school district?
Absolutely not.
All right. And my next question on that is, can you define what critical race theory is?
In my opinion, it's the teaching of bad things that have happened to people and the people that have caused those things to happen. And it's, to me, it's just trying to drive a wedge further and be more divisive than what we are right now. And we don't need that. We just don't need that.
So another big thing that has been talked about in the legislature, I believe it has passed, is the Senate bill that enacted a Parents' Bill of Rights. It kind of goes further than what the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, DESE, currently has. I don't know if you've seen it or what are your thoughts on an expanded Parents' Bill
of Rights? I'm not very versed in that subject, sorry.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and move on to my last question in that case. Last year, Missouri passed SB 775. Now, this dealt with banning books from school libraries, usually or mostly on the depictions of sexual intercourse, genitalia, other material that these books might contain. My question is, what are your views on book bannings, and have you read any books that have been banned from the schools recently?
I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. We have people in place from administrative down to building levels to teachers to librarians. We hire those people to do the day-to-day business of the school. School boards don't micromanage. I don't. That's just me. I don't. If we can't trust the people that we put in those positions to make those decisions and bring recommendations to us, that's the way it should be. School boards are, in my opinion, not micromanagers. That's not what a school board is for.
All right. Well, I do believe that is all the questions that I have. Thank you so much, Lee, for coming in and speaking with us. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to come in, and thank you very much.
And good luck to you on your election on April 4th.
Thank you.